This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana. Innaka sami'un mujibu al-du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'a'in la yusma'. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي يا ربي أمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. This is our third week of the topic of time management, balance. Time is an issue that we all human beings living in this day and age are an issue for everybody. The commonest word we all hear, I don't have time. Subhanallah, young and old, 5-year-old, 7-year-old, 20, 17, older, you hear they don't have time. And every time you think you have time, it finds out you have less time. Subhanallah. Although it's still the 24 hours. And then you look at some people and you find them have way more things to keep them busy, but they don't say it. And you have people have less than this, but they say it. So it has to be something not tangible. It's not something I can hold it in my hand. It's something about, the way I look at it, it's something about changing to get to the management or to the balance. لا تطغوا, لا تطغوا في الميزان. Do not be unjust to the scale, in the scale. It's something, and this is what we're going to share today, inshallah. It is something I see or I feel or I look at. And something I don't see and I don't consider and I don't look at. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is, if you look at this, and I'm going to take you through it today, inshallah, bi-idhnillah, practical points in how I will be looking at time in my day in a very different way. Because a lot of us, majority of us, there's things we can change. If I am a mother of 3 or 4, I can't change this. If I am a father who works 2 jobs a day, I can't change this. I need that. And I'm specifically saying when I need that, if I have 5 or 6 children, a lot of the time I will need to do more than one job. Or if I am a student and I have to pay my tuition, then I am studying and then I am working. So there's a lot of things we can't just say, don't do it and leave. Because reality then, we're not looking at reality. When we talk about the topic, we need to look at everyone involved in this topic. Yes, there is people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them less things to worry about and less distractions, and they will have more time. But even sometimes, these people, you will hear them saying, I don't have time. So let's start, bismillah. If you remember, 2 weeks ago, we talked about, and I will want you again to remember this, ni'matani maghbunani fihima ibn Adam, as-sihhatu wal-faragh. 2 blessings, the son of Adam, maghbun, he doesn't know the value of it, as-sihhatu wal-faragh, health and time. So number one, and we discussed this in detail 2 weeks ago, time is a blessing. So when I have time, every minute I am having is time, and every minute I'm having is a blessing. Number one. Number two, what Al-Hasan al-Basri said and taught us, and he said, Ya ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam. You are days. Idha dhahaba yawm, dhahaba ba'duk. When one day go, one day end, part of you has ended. So these two things, let's keep this, and again, ذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Let's keep reminding ourselves, because with reminding ourselves, with repetition, the inshallah, bi-idhnillah, the topic, the basics will be well-known and engraved in us. Then last week, as Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, maybe a good number of you joined us, walillah alhamd, we saw practical realities of women, young and old, and grandmother, and professionals, and mothers who have, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with this balance. They did not find that it's impossible. And this is one of the reasons we shared these women with you, because if, and as I have said this many, many times to myself, if they can do it, I can do it. This is the basic things you always look at. If a human being can do this, that means every human being, and I'm talking about healthy human being, can do it. Now let's come to today. How do I do it? So the examples we shared with you last week and what we learned in the first week, reality, when I am in my day, what do I need to do? So the time will be a blessing. Not only the time is really a blessing, but I feel it as a blessing. And I see the blessing or the blessing of time in my life. And most importantly, it's not in my life only. It's in my akhirah. That's the whole idea. When we talk about time management, it's not only the 24 hours in the day that I am going to be able to do many things. But what about my akhirah? What about my akhirah? How much of my time today that I have used, gone, how much of that time it was a blessing for me here, and most importantly, blessing for me there. So we're going to bring this together, that I will use the time in my dunya as a blessing, and it will bring me a blessing in my akhirah, in the hereafter. And let's look at that, bi-idhnillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please forgive me, but sometimes my cat, subhanAllah, comes in the middle and it will be a distraction. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, Ya Rabbi Ameen. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want to share with you, number one, saying to Imam Shafi'i, and some of you may know it, and I'll say it in Arabic and I'll translate it. He used to say, Al-waqatu kassayf, in lam taqta'hu qata'ak. وَإِذَا لَمْ تَجْغَلْ نَفْسَكَ بِالْحَقِّ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Let's translate. الْوَقْتُ كَالسَّيْفِ. Time is like a sword. A sword. إِن لَمْ تَقْطَعْهُ قَطَعَكَ. If you are not gonna use the time, chop it, slice it, meaning use it, the time will chop you and slice you. If you are not gonna be using the time properly, the time will not use you properly. And then he said, and the second one is very important. إِن لَمْ تَجْغَلْ نَفْسَكَ بِالْحَقَّ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. If you are not going to keep yourself busy with what is truth, beneficial for this life and the hereafter, it's going to keep you busy what is harmful, باطل, not pleasing to Allah, something not good for me here and the hereafter. So let's get this, number one. Number two, before I come to the practical points. Number two, the human being in general, you and me, and this is one of the righteous people said this. He said, human beings, time, or the human being in general, in his moment, in every moment of the day, is living in one of these four conditions. Think with me. The human being in every moment of the day is living in one of these four. In one of these four. And what is these four? These four, he said, either this person, me, you, all of us. Either living in a state or a minute of blessing, or a minute of test and tribulation or trial, or a minute of obedience, or a minute of disobedience. Let's say it one more time. If you look at yourself, in every moment of the day, in every time of the day, I am in one of these four. Either I am in a ni'mah, in a state of a blessing. For example, I'm eating dinner. That's a state of blessing. I am driving to work. Alhamdulillah, I have work and I have a mean to get to work. Or I am in a state of test, trial. Woke up sick, lost my job, somebody in my family is sick, I received a bad news. Or, that's two. Or I am in a state of obedience to Allah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, I am in my salah, I am in my dhikr, and I'm in my reading my Quran, I'm taking care of my parents, I'm taking care of my children. Or I am in a state of disobedience, may Allah protect us. Looking at haram, watching haram, saying something haram. Why I'm saying this? In these four parts of my time, in each one of these, I can use it as a way of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the balance will come. How's that? If I am in a state of ni'mah, blessing, then I need to be in state internally grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I have used that moment, that time, for my akhirah. The balance. I'm eating. I need to eat. But that eating turned to a state of action, of worship, and it will be for me in the hereafter. What about if I'm in a state of being tested? Sick, lost somebody, lost my job, not feeling well, right? I need to be in a state of patience. And that's an act of worship, will get me close to Allah. What about if I am in a state of worship, I need to be in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a state of gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made me obey Him. What about if I am in disobedience of Allah internally and externally? I need to immediately follow it with asking Allah for forgiveness, and that changed to also close to Allah, bringing me close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is extremely important in my day because, again, as I started in the beginning, the day is only 24 hours. It's not going to be 26, and it's not going to be 48. And even if Allah willed, and He can do that, if He will make it 24 or He will make it 48, we will still say we have no time. Because the issue is not the time itself, the amount. The issue is me, how I am looking at it and how I am using it. So I am in my day in one of these four states. Everything going my way, everything is great, I'm grateful. Everything is not going well. I need to be patient and remind myself that will bring me close to Allah. I am in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to be grateful to Allah that He, and I need to see what blessing Allah gave me. And if I am in a state of disobedience, I return immediately to Allah with repentance, and this will change. So let's take these four in the beginning. Reality, what do I need to do in my day? One by one. And I'm going to take you through 7 or 8 points, practical points. How do I reach the balance in my time without changing a lot of things, even if I can change? Number one, which I think I've mentioned it quickly in the first week. And this is one of the cornerstones, if not the cornerstone, of this religion of Islam. And it is intention and niyyah. Intention. The famous hadith that many Muslims know about, some of them know very well. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, and this is in Imam Muslim, and Sayyidina Umar narrated this hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةً يَنْكَحُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكَحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. Sayyidina Umar said this famous hadith, narrated this famous hadith from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, verily. Now remember this. Verily, deeds will be judged and rewarded based on their intention. Why did I do that? Why did I do that? It will be based, judged and rewarded. I am praying, but not for Allah. That's bad deed. I am cooking to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to feed my children. That's a good deed. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Make sure anything and everything you do in your day has a niyyah. You have to make it. You will need to train yourself. And I need to train myself that everything you do has to have a niyyah. You like it, and that's easier. Look for the niyyah in it. Look for an intention to please Allah. And you don't like it, but you have to do it. Look for an intention in it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where, how is that? And I think I shared with you also last time. For example, I have to go to work. I don't really like to work. I would love to stay home. And there are a lot of people like that. Or I love to work, but the work I am working right now is not something I like. I don't like to do this job, but I have to go to this job because I need to take care of my family. Right? Now, since it's something I have to do, I have no choice. Let's make it something for me good for the hereafter. I'm not going to say, teach yourself to love it. I don't love it. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. But I'm have to, but I have to because I need it. Then at least let's make this, that something I don't like in this dunya, let's make it beneficial for me in the day of judgment when I am in front of Allah. How is that? How is that? I'm going to the work and Allah knows how much I don't want to go to work. And I said, Ya Allah, I am, and I really mean this. Ya Allah, I am going to this work and I don't want to go to this work. But you taught me through Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that the person who go to work, meaning earn his own money, and so he or she does not need anybody, right? Way better than someone who stay worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have no income. That's an intention. Now the work you are doing it, now provided the work that you are doing is halal, is pleasing to Allah. There is no niyyah, there is no good intention. And pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it is, I mean, there's no reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the work I am doing is not pleasing to Allah. But I'm talking about most of the jobs we do. So look for intention in everything you do, because at the end of the day, you and me, when we will be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a scale. It's a scale. And I and you want, فَمَنْ تَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. We want to have our scale heavy. Those who their scales will be heavy. And how do I make the scale heavy and there is only 24 hours in the day? And I have this and this and this and this to do. And I don't have that much time left for my extra act of worship to make my scale heavy. What are you doing? Make it for Allah. Renew your intention, look for intention, and look for more than one intention in one deed, then this will become heavier. So number one is intention. Number two, everything you are doing, make it for your akhirah, which is related to the first one. And I'll share with you this very common dua. We know it, but it's actually Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to say it a lot. And this is Sayyidina Anas has narrated this in hadith in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And he said, كان أكثر دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا الله, give us, bless us. في الدنيا حسنة, good, excellent. وفي الآخرة حسنة, and in the آخرة حسنة. Look at the balance. This is دعاء الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is the balance. He didn't say, يا الله آتنا في الدنيا في الآخرة حسنة. Although, subhanAllah, this is actually a verse in the Quran. It's in 201, verse in Surah Al-Baqarah. It comes at the end when Allah is talking about Hajj. Right? فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَبَائِكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. When you finish your what you need to do in Hajj, the manasik, the word, the acts of worship of Allah, of Hajj, remember, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ, remember Allah, كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَبَائِكُمْ, as you remember your parents, أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا, even more. Then comes this. فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا. Some people will say, يا الله, give us in this dunya, in this life. وما له في الآخرة من ربنا آتنا في الدنيا. وما له في الآخرة من, it's not coming, but I think it's نصيب. ومنهم من يقول, that's what I want to say this. ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة. وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. And some of them will say, يا الله, give us in this life good and in الآخرة good and save us from the punishment of the hellfire. That's balance. That's balance. What is حسنة in dunya? Scholars went on and on and on in it. What do they say? They say حسنة is money, wealth. حسنة is children. حسنة is knowledge. حسنة is health. حسنة is halal sustenance. And the ulama joined this all. And this is where it comes to here. They said, anything halal that Allah gives you in this life that you enjoy and will take you closer to Allah, that's al-hasana. Anything you do in this life, halal, that is lawful, pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, takes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's hasana. So number two is make everything you do, make it a hasana. That's what I wanted to share with you. So when you have children, right, instead of complaining and I'm running around, and we are running around, and we are getting tired and exhausted, but keep reminding yourself, and this is where the balance comes in, I can't change this. I have to take care of them. But change the way you look at it. In a way, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. He gave it to you already. Make it فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Make that so tired and you just came from work and then you have to go to the kitchen and prepare the food and you're so tired and the children wants many things of you. In between, just take a breath and says, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ya Allah, give us good in this life. And look around you and you will see it. Because sometimes we don't see it. We're so involved in it that we don't see reality of it. And then look at it and says, Ya Allah, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. The balance. Everything you do, you have, make it for your akhirah. And the blessings is going to come. So that's number two. Number three, and this is actually the title of the today's topic, if you have seen the flyers, justice. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. Allah said this in Surah Al-Rahman. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. Look at the topic. What does أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ mean? For Rahman, right? Do not tilt the scale. So there's a scale. لا تطغوا, don't overcome or don't tilt the scale. What does tilt the scale mean? Scale, usually, think of it, when you go and buy anything in the old days, right? They used to have two sides of the scale. One, you put whatever you are buying, and the other thing is the weight. And you want them to be the same. So when you pay the money, or when the person who's selling you, when he takes his money, it's fair. لا تضغوا في الميزان. Don't make this heavier, or this one is heavier. And what is it? Time is 24 hours. I don't have more than that. That's what I have. لا تضغوا في الميزان is make it equal. What is equal? دنيا and الآخرة. This is the whole idea. This is why people get so frustrated. Because at the end they say, I don't have time for myself. My salah, Allah knows, 2 minutes. I don't even remember what I said. At the time when Salatul Isha comes in and I see and I hear this from a lot of women, like by the especially working woman with children and has to take care of this and that, or a woman who doesn't work but have this and that, many responsibilities, she'll tell you at the end when it comes for Salatul Isha, Allah knows I don't have time. Or the man, and I see some of my friends, their husbands work 12 or 16 hours a day. They, by the time they come for Salatul Isha, nothing is left from energy to focus. So how can I make لا تطغوا في الميزان? The whole idea of the scale is to make them 50-50. Dunya, my life, and my akhirah. Everything I have in dunya cannot be all, and also cannot be all akhirah. I'm talking about actions. I'm not going to do anything in my day from morning to evening. I am going to be praying or fasting, and I've come to a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, where I am going to be fasting and I am going to be reading Quran. I'm not going to be seeing people. I'm not going to be working. I'm not going to do anything. No. Because Allah put us in this, on this earth, لنعمر الأرض. We need to flourish this earth, and we need to be like a farmer. Farmer. So it's doing, sitting home, doing nothing, just worshipping Allah. That's not our deen. This is not what Rasul ﷺ did. And this is not what the Sahaba did. And these are the examples. And I'll share with you this hadith so you see the balance from the words of Rasul ﷺ. And the hadith goes like this. Rasul ﷺ, آخَ بَيْنَ سَلْمَان وَأَبِي الدَّرْدَى. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam brought Salman al-Farisi, a great Sahabi, and Abu Darda, another great Sahabi, and he made them brothers. And this was very common, make them like brothers. And this is very common in that time. So Salman visited Abu Darda, right? Close friend. And he saw his wife not dressed well, I wouldn't say not clean, but not dressed well. He said مبتدلة, meaning it's not, she's not like well, exactly, well dressed. And he said, why? ما شأنك? Why you are like that? And she said, أخوك أبو الدرداء ليس له حاجة في الدنيا. Your brother, Abu Darda, has no interest in this life. No interest in this life. Then Abu Darda came in and he brought food to Sayyidina Salman. And he said, eat. So Sayyidina Salman said, I'm not going to eat unless you eat. And he said, I'm fasting. And he said, I am not going to eat until you eat. So Abu Darda ate. Then the night came in, and then Sayyidina Salman went to sleep. And then as he went to sleep, he saw Abu Darda standing, not sleeping, standing in salah. And he said, no, if you are not going to sleep, I am not going to sleep. You go to sleep, and then we together will wake up, and we will later, and we will make the night salah. And he did. And then Sayyidina Salman said this to Abu Darda, Sayyidina Abu Darda, قَالَ إِنَّ لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّهُ. I want you to memorize this one. Because this is the balance. This is how you bring your time. إِنَّ لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. Your Lord has a right upon you. That's number one. Number two. ولنفسك عليك حقه. And your nafs, your body, your soul, your spirituality, your health, your mind, عليك حقه, has a right upon you. ولأهلك عليك حقه, and your family has a right upon you. فأعطي كل ذي حق حقه. Give everyone that has a right upon you, give them their due right. الرسول then سيدنا سلمان came to الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام with Abu Darda, and they said this to him. They said that's what happened, and that's what Salman said. And الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, look what he answered. He said, صدق سلمان. Salman said the truth. Salman said the truth. Balance. لنفسك لربك عليك حقه. Number one. ولنفسك عليك حقه, and your nafs has your right upon you. ولأهلك عليك حقه. Balance. Meaning, I cannot be working 20 hours a day. And I'm talking about the job. I'm building my career. I need to make this much money. All this, I want to buy that. And then, لربك عليك حقه is not there. Allah's حق is not fulfilled. Your nafs حق is not fulfilled. And your family is not fulfilled. Balance. ألا تطغوا في الميزان. This is extremely important. Extremely important. 24 hours a day. Reality it should be. 8, 8, 8. 8 and 8 and 8. And the 8 hours is part of it is sleep. And that's نفسك عليك حقا, because you have to rest. Part of it from these 8, if you slept all these 8 or less, you do something for yourself that you enjoy, pleasing to Allah. Something you do to enjoy. Because if you are not gonna, as we say, recharge, we will not be able to do even our worship. Our worship is not gonna be done properly. لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. Don't forget this one. Because sometimes the other things comes in, and لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ is the last one. Your Lord has a right upon you, your nafs has right, and your family has right. So we have intention, make everything you do for the Akhirah, everything Allah gave you, use it for Akhirah. Use it in the right way that please Allah, including your niyyah. And don't forget the balance. Balance. So you're going to tell me, well, I have to work 12 hours a day. I'm going to say yes, but not 7 days a week. You have Saturday and Sunday. Or maybe 2 days a week you are off. Or 1 day a week off. Everybody has a 1 day at least off. By choice, you're going to work 7 days a week. Then al-mizan, the scale, is not straight. You have tilted the scale. We have to have this to please Allah, to please myself, to please the people around me. Number four. As I said, every mundane thing, every daily action we do, look at it as an act of worship. I am connecting everybody together, all the points together, and I'm sharing another hadith with you. Every act you do during your day, whether you are doing it or it is there, go and do it. It's a daily action. I'm not talking about salah, siyam, reading Quran. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about daily things. I'll share another hadith with you. An Abi Hurayra radiyallahu anhu qal. This is also in this is fi al-Bukhari. Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam said, kullu salama min al-nasi alayhi sadaqa. Every human being, right? There is a compulsory, look at the word, compulsory sadaqa, charity, to be given on every joint of the human being. Every joint. Every joint of the human being. There's a compulsory sadaqa I have to do as an act of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every day, the sun rises. That's the hadith. In every sulama, in every joint of the human being, there's a sadaqa. The human being has to do it obligatory as a way of gratefulness to Allah. Point number four, look at every action, daily action that you may not be doing or you don't see that is something, look at it as an act of worship. And I'll give you some examples in this hadith. So Rasul ﷺ, in this hadith, he's saying every joint in the human being, there is an obligatory charity upon the human being in every day when the sun rises. What is this, Ya Allah? What is this, Ya Rasulullah? Look at these ones. Number one, يَعَدِلُ بَيْنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ صَدَقَةً. You treat two people with justice, you treat or to judge justly between two people, that's an act of charity. Have you ever thought of this? You have two children. Your two children, they are fighting. Can you look at this action? At this action is an act of worship, and you will get reward and you will get charity if you deal with them with justice. Not because this one is the younger or this one is the older, or you like this one or you don't like this one. No, you treat them, if they are quarreling or there's a disagreement, you judge between them justly. That's a sadaqah. That's an act of charity. The balance. Remember, at the end of the day, I want my good deeds scale heavier. That's an act of charity, number one. Number two, وَيُعِينُ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى دَابَّتِهِ فَيَحْمِلُ عَلَيْهَا أَوْ يَرْفَعُ عَلَيْهَا مَتَاعَهُ صَدَقًا. You help someone, look at this one, and help a man in riding his animal, a dabba, at the time of Rasulullah, in this case, in these days, his car. Right? You help someone with his car, whether the car is not working, he needs help, or he doesn't have a car and you go and pick him up or pick her up, right? Charity. As long as you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't expect anything from that human being. You're doing it for Allah. Somebody call you and says, guess what? Can you please come and pick me up? My car is not working this morning. Don't huff and puff and say, oh, why they are calling me? Look at it. Yes, my balance. Allah send me something so I can do an act of charity. Ya Allah, I'm doing it for you. And don't expect anyone to say Jazakillah khair. Don't look for it. Allah will say it. So that's number two. وَالْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. This is free. Everybody can do it. الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. Good word. What is good word? What is good word? Anything you say that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything you say that will make the person in front of you happy without lying, without exaggeration. الكلمة الطيبة. جزاك الله خير. May Allah dua for the person in front of you. كلمة طيبة. صدقة. Charity. Right? وكل خطوة يخطوها إلى الصلاة صدقة. And every step you took to go and pray, صدقة. Charity. So the masjid is further from your home. And you're going for salah, even once in a day or once a week. Charity. The further your home, the more charity. And the last one, this one, only Allah will see you. وَيُمِيطُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقًا. You're walking and you see something in the street that may hurt somebody and you removed it. Nobody's looking at you. You probably the first time or the last time you'll be in this city or in this road. Sadaqah. So number four point, look at the daily actions you are doing. Or you say, well, I didn't throw it on the street. Why should I worry about it? Look at it. It's your opportunity. It's an obligatory sadaqah. Good word to somebody. Justice between two people. Sadaqah. Time management. What is time management? It's the way I look at how I use my time. I can't change things, but I can change the way I look at things and the way I use the things. And Rasul ﷺ said the same thing in a different hadith. He said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمْ يَغْرِسُ غَرْسًا أَوْ يَزْرَعُ زَرْعًا فَيَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ طَيْرٌ أَوْ إِنسَانٌ أَوْ بَهِيمَةٌ إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ بِهِ صَدَقَةٌ. This is Imam al-Bukhari said this. What is this? This is especially for anyone who loves gardening. And don't get upset when you garden and you have the fruits and the animal comes and take it. Remember this hadith. He said, no Muslim, plant a plant, right? Plant, yes, yaghrusu gharsan. No Muslim, plant a plant or plant a tree. Human being will come and eat from it, or an animal is going to come and eat, or a bird will come and eat from it, but a charity for him or her. How many good deeds we can do in a day? Why we are not using it then? Why we are complaining about there is no time? So especially for those of you who loves to garden, right? It's something you enjoy. That's nafsika alayka haq, you use this to make to feel better. And it's a lot of people loves it, and it's a good exercise also. And then at the same time, and this is very common, when you have any, if you have vegetable garden outside or fruit garden or even flowers, you're going to have animals come and eat from it. Don't get upset. On the contrary, remember this hadith. إِلَّا لَهُ صَدَقَةً. It is an act of charity for him or for her. So the point number four, in the practical and the balance, that ordinary things in the day, look for it. Now, this is the difference from the number two. You look for these things. It's not the things you have to do. Things you have to do, change your niyyah. Put a niyyah in everything you have to do. And sometimes things you have to do, you never thought that these are good deeds. But things that you don't normally take it in consideration, or you don't think that this is important, well, no, they are. Al-kalima tayyiba, good word. How are you this morning? Alhamdulillah. Al-kalima tayyiba. Instead of saying good, as usual, alhamdulillah. Al-kalima tayyiba. Right? Let's come to number five. And also actions. These are all actions. Don't belittle any good deed. Don't belittle any good deed, meaning any good action. And I don't want to use the word deed because you're going to think only of acts of worship. No, don't belittle any good action you will do. And Rasulullah said this. Look at that. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Don't belittle any good deed. Nothing. Even if that good action was, you meet your brother with a smiling face. As simple as this. So you wake up in the morning in your home, right? And you are tired and you had a rough night, or you have so many things to do today and you're so busy. Remember this hadith. Greet the people with you in the house with a smile. You don't feel like it. You're really overwhelmed with what is happening. But remember this hadith because it's a charity also. He said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. This is a good deed. المعروف is a good deed. So don't belittle this thing. This is time management. What are we talking about time management? Is that I do not think that by the time the day has ended, I have done things for myself and for sure for my akhirah, because I feel I'm running around. And this is the examples I am giving you, that during my running around, if I change my focus and I learn these things, I am going to be able to continue doing the same thing I'm doing, but my scale is way more heavier. Number six, which is extremely important. Six and seven is the most important. Number six, do not waste. Ya Bani Adam, خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. Allah said this in Surah Al-A'raf. Ya Bani Adam, كلوا واشربوا, eat and drink. Ya Bani Adam, children of Adam, number one, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عَنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Dress beautifully when you are going for mosques, and scholars tells you when you are going for salah. خذوا زينتكم, dress properly, beautifully, perfume yourself if you are in the house. وكلوا and eat, واشربوا, balance, and drink. ولا تسرفوا, don't waste. Why, Ya Allah? It's in Surah Al-A'raf, the height 31. Why? إنه لا يحب المسرفين. He does not like those who waste. He does not like those who are wasteful. So what is number one thing we waste? It's time. Time. I spend hours on my phone these days. Hours on the phones, flipping between this and this and this and that. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, back again, YouTube. And I'm not talking about 30 minutes where this is part of your relaxation. This is part of giving your nafs its haq, and what you are watching is pleasing to Allah. I'm talking about hours. WhatsApp, text messages, forwarding, making groups, adding people. لا تسرفوا. لا تسرفوا. Money versus time. We, most of us, are so aware of not wasting money, but very few looking at time that we are wasting it. And what did we say in the beginning today? We said, Yabna Adam, innaka ayyam, as Al-Hasan Basri said, son of Adam, your few days. One day, leave, part of you left. And the best way not to waste time is take yourself, make a schedule. Make a schedule. And the schedule has the balance, the four balance of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, what he told us. Meaning, there is time for Allah. There is time for myself. There is time for my family. Has to be. Make a schedule if you cannot make it without a schedule. And I'm not going to say from 8 to 9, but I'm any specific time, but you have to say every day, I have to have a time for myself. I'm the time number one for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I need to have time for my family. And you really have to stick to this. Most of us, what we do is we do one on the expense of the others. Most of us work over ourselves and family, or family on the expense of us and work, or myself and my time and my enjoyment and on the expense of my family and definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do that. Divide them. Divide them. Allah has right upon me. My nafs has right upon me. My family has right upon me. Balance. Balance it. Either you balance it daily, which is better, then you get to the habit. Or if reality, this is not possible, then maybe that work will have the bulk during the week. Then in the weekend, you balance with your family. But none of them is on the expense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of them is on the expense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tusrifu. Don't waste. Don't waste. When I am doing too much for one of these three, I'm wasting. Another thing is extremely important. When you are doing a task, if the task, the average time for doing a task, and I'm just giving an example, is 30 minutes, if you are doing this task in 1 hour, you're wasting. You're wasting. I've seen people do things, takes hours. And that thing can easily be done in 30 minutes with the same quality. With the same quality. That's a waste. That's a waste of time. If normally, for example, this recipe, and these days, any recipe, you look online, you will see prep time. SubhanAllah, prep time. Because they know everybody is worried about their time. So if they say the prep time is 20, and I made it in 40 minutes, I wasted. So look at your time and put like a banner or a reminder that you sent to yourself, لا تسرفوا, don't waste. And one of the biggest things we waste is time. Because Allah is going to ask me, remember we said this in the first part one of the series, and عمره فيما أفناه. Allah is going to ask me, what did you do with the time I gave you? What did we do in it? Allah is going to ask me, what am I going to say, Allah? Wasted? I was bored? So, لا تسرفوا. Last but not the least, and I call it priorities. Priorities. No balance is going to come to my life unless I prioritize. What is important? What is very important? What is important? What is less important? What is okay? What is absolutely not necessary? Now, as we say this, the question is, who put the standards for priorities? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are Muslims. We have to go to the source. And I'll give you this verse in Surah Al-An'am and Surah Al-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. رجال, human being, is not men only. It's translated as men, but in general meaning men and women, human. لا تلهيهم, they will never be distracted. تجارة ولا بيع. تجارة is basically trade, but this is basically job. ولا بيع, also selling and buying. Trade, job, profession. لا تلهيهم, they will never, that job or profession will not distract them. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. Remembering Allah, وإقام الصلاة, performing صلاة, we're talking about the obligation. وإيتاء الزكاة, obligation. Why? يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. They are so worried about a day where the hearts will tremble and the eyes will change. تتقلب, tremble, changes up and down. Priorities. What is your priority? I think this is the best question and the most important question when we talk about balance. Balance what? And when time management, managing what? I'm managing my time for what? And this is the answer. Because at the end of the day, you and me, after 5 or 10 or 20 or 100 years, the oldest person I think is 104 or 107. And we are done. And we are gone. And there is the eternal life. I need to prioritize that everything I do in this life has to be for Akhirah. And nothing distracts me from that. Nothing distracts me from that. And Allah said it clearly in Surah Al-Jumu'ah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. Allah said this clearly in the chapter of Al-Jumu'ah Friday. And this is where the Friday for the men is an obligation. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, when the call for the prayer of Friday has been called, what do we do? فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, run, سَعِي, walk. But walk with intention, walk with energy, and walk quickly. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, run to the remembrance of Allah, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ, and leave the trade or your job that time. Take a break, basically. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. And then, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, when the salah is done, what do? فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, فَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضِلِ اللَّهِ, فَاسْعَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضِلِ اللَّهِ. Go back to this world and look and enjoy the life and go back to your work. What does that tell me? I cannot do two things, actions in one time. There is one I can do. I can have multiple intentions, yes. But at the moment, I can either speak or I can go and see a patient or I can go and deliver a patient. I cannot do it all in one time. So which one I choose, that's the priority. At the moment, at this moment, what's the priority for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is time for dhuhr. What is the priority? Do I perform salah? This is time, 1:30 is the time, for example, I start seeing my patients in the office. What is that priority? Seeing my patients after I do the obligation. I cannot be praying for 1 hour during my job because I want to please Allah and I'm looking for my akhirah and then I do not give my job right time. That's not a priority. The scale is not just. But the priority is number one, is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember very well, I heard this from one of my patients. And subhanAllah, and she said the meaning of during the work that she starts missing her salah. And she said, Doctora, there is no barakah in any job that will take me from my salah. And I left it. Priority. Don't you ever, ever. And that's one of the tricks of shaitan. We talked about it 4 weeks ago. That's one of the tricks of shaitan, how he comes to you and to me and change the priorities and make me and you look at this thing more important than that pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I say priority, I'm talking and I'm referring to obligations. The obligations. Like if you look at salah, Allah gave us alhamdulillah window. Alhamdulillah. But I cannot not pray at all at work. I see people say this to me at all and I come home and I do it all the five. Why? Why? Priority. And the more I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more He will make barakah and blessing in my time. And the last thing I want to share with you is this beautiful dua of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, where he said the meaning of a dua is, may Allah make me remember it. ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. Ya Allah, don't make this life is the مبلغ علمنا, most the knowledge, that the most we know is about this dunya. And the more we know about the dunya, we're happy. ولا تجعل الدنيا, I'm sorry, ولا تجعل الدنيا, number one, أكبر همنا. Don't make this life is the main worry. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. Not is the only knowledge we know is the dunya. لا. لَا تَجْعَلْ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. We don't want that. We want the balance. We want the balance. We want, اللهم إني أسألك الجنة. Look at the other dua of Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. Look at this. اللهم إني أسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. Ya Allah, I ask you for Jannah. How? Everything. Saying and deed actions that will get me close to the Jannah. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. And I seek refuge in you from the hellfire, everything, saying and action that will get me closer to it. Balance. Summarize what we learned today. Intention in every action. Every mundane thing you do, look at it. How I will make this an act of worship. And it could be. Don't waste. Prioritize. Don't belittle any little or a good deed. Don't belittle any good deed or any small deed. Don't look at what did I do. You don't know in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us of those who listen to the words of admonition, all of us, myself number one, and follow it. And I seek refuge in Allah that I remind you of something and me, myself, don't follow it. Ya Rabbi, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. جزاكم الله خير.